Blog Talk Radio.
Up, Dacetacular Nation. Welcome to another edition of the Dace Man Show. I am your host, Chris, the Dace Man. Dace, as always, episode 124. I just woke up 10 minutes ago. Somehow, some way, I'm here. I'm looking at the on-air stream here, the Blog Talk Radio, and it's saying 13 minutes left. I don't expect to do a show that short, so I don't know if we'll get cut off live middle of this in 13 minutes. Joining me as always, the one, the only, down the hallway, Frank Ward.
Thanks for noticing me.
Hi.
Hi.
What's up?
So you're in the studio, right?
Yeah.
You see how we only have 13 minutes left?
Yeah. Oh.
I have no idea what's going on and if we'll be shot into archive or not, but, you know, live 13-minute show.
Woo! Go for broke.
Sports
go quick.
Happened. Celebs happened. Weird
Vikings
happened.
Won.
And that's it. Thank you for watching.
Good night, everybody.
That was such a great 13 minutes. Bye. I don't know why it says 13 minutes up there. Now we're at 12:58. I don't know if Gibby's joining us.
I gave him the link so he could.
Do you think you can edit the episode?
It'll go into archive, but I don't know if you're listening live. I apologize. You only get a brief taste. This is
it's a teaser.
Can
like
you
a porno violence.
Brief.
Can
you edit
women.
The episode like midway through so that way it's going to last longer than 15 minutes?
No, it started. We're fucked. So.
So Dace was a little tired when he made the episode. Guys, sorry.
No, I made this months ago. And it's 2 hours on everything else. I don't know why it's being a dick.
Yeah, but no, because when I had to make the episode that one week when you didn't make one, it told me, like, I had to pick a time frame for how long, I think.
I know. And I made it for two months ago. I made everything up to the night before Thanksgiving.
Oh, thanks for doing that before, asshole.
Hey, I try to remember.
You
it happens
that?
When I have days off. Hold on. Can I edit it?
Nope,
it's just telling me episode audio, so it's going to be a short one if you're
Woo!
Listening live.
It's probably better that way.
Yeah.
This will be
probably.
The week we have like 50 live listeners. Everybody decided, hey, that was a cool interview. We should check this out.
This is
they
a teaser. Pay us $5 a month. Thanks.
You can continue on for
$5
$20 a month?
I don't know why.
Why $5? I feel like if we're going to try to tease them, we should get more money out of it.
You ain't getting any of that money. My name's in the title. Bam!
So is mine.
No, it's not.
Show. My middle name is Show, if you didn't know. So, yeah, it is.
Okay. Franklin Show Ward. Okay.
Yep. And here's the time for sports.
It's got a nice ring to it.
Where's Gibby?
You follow sports?
NFL Week 8 is in the books, and Thursday, October 29th, the Patriots destroyed the Dolphins 36-7, which
Woo!
Heads us in to Sunday, November 1st games, where the Chiefs destroyed the Lions 45-10, and that game was in London.
Woo!
Look at them. London getting all these fucking games all of a sudden.
Yeah, I thought they were only supposed to get one game a season, not like four.
I have no idea, but it fucks with your fantasy league if you're not paying attention.
You know why they're doing it, right?
They're trying to phase out football.
Yeah, fuck soccer.
They're
trying
to get more English people interested in American football.
Because
fuck
soccer.
We're fucking stupid by taking the name football for a different sport.
Because fuck soccer?
Yeah, soccer sucks.
Because fuck soccer.
Soccer sucks.
Yeah. Other games that happened Sunday. The Ravens beat the Chargers 29-26. The Cardinals beat the Browns 34-20. The Vikings beat the Bears.
Woo!
The Bears. Losers.
The Bears.
23-20. Bengals beat the Steelers 16-10. The Texans beat the Titans 20-6. The Saints fucking in a stupid game with the Giants. 52-49.
Throwing everybody's fantasy worlds in a fucking free-for-all of what the hell just happened.
Only because Nate fucking won somehow.
68 points to a quarterback will do that.
Right?
Fucking.
Or 35 to a receiver, fucking Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah. Not only was the score were fucking ridiculous because these two teams suck balls.
By the way, Frank, I've officially decided that we're not allowed to go back to Don Pablo's play after the season over because me, you, and Dan all lost.
Okay.
Huh.
It could be the curse.
I think Don Pablo's was our curse this week because all of us were winning and then all of us lost after we went to Don Pablo's.
I don't think I was ever winning.
No, you were at some point. Maybe for a few minutes.
The Rams beat the 49ers 27-6. The MRSA-driven Buccaneers beat Falcons 23-20. The Raiders beat the Jets 34-20. The Seahawks beat the Cowboys barely 13-12. And thank you for playing fucking Dez Bryant. Broncos beat the Packers 29-10.
Woo!
And on Monday, the Panthers beat the Colts 29-26.
Which,
headlines.
Can I just say, excuse me. Andrew Luck, if you're listening, which I'm sure you're an avid listener of the show, because why wouldn't you be? Get your head out of your ass and start playing some football, sir.
I don't want to be mean,
but you fucking go out on the first goddamn snap and fumble the fucking ball. Then when you get it back, you throw an interception, you piece of shit.
Frank, why would you say that this week, though?
Because you
freaking Peyton Manning this week. You don't want Andrew Luck to football this week.
Look, I assume he doesn't listen live. By the time this gets up in the archive, it'll be the following week, which I'll be playing him
7
again.
7 minutes, then it would have went into the archive session.
Oh, snap.
Oh, Jimmy! Yeah, you didn't hear his heavy breathing like 2 minutes ago?
Oh, thank God it's over.
It's
going to
be
over
very soon. If you saw the studio and the countdown, we've got 6 minutes.
Did you hear how the music sounded like it was kind of having a seizure for a minute there?
Yeah, it's probably your internet connection. It sounded fine to me.
And 6 minutes is longer than I usually last, so I'm good.
Okay.
Well, for all our live listeners, we got to get the curling headlines in.
Yes.
Brewapalooza is bonkers. A full-blown brushing crisis sweeps the curling world with digital edition news updates. Goodbye, Warren. Terry Jones says the force dismissal of a longtime executive is a bad, bad move. Curling TV / web guide, November for December. Their subscribers at curlingnews.com will get the most in-depth and accurate curling event viewing listings. I curled with Frankenbrush. New columnist Greg Robertson on curlingnews.com. Witness the black brush of death. So check that out. CurlyNews.com. Official sponsor of the Dave Sand Show. They're not really a sponsor, but who cares? The NHL
is
back in the swing.
Boo! Or yay! Or however we feel.
I don't know. It's something to fill time. The Montreal Canadiens are leading the Atlantic division of the Eastern Conference. They've already played 13 games. Did not know this was going on that long. With 11 wins, 2 losses. The Metropolitan Division, the Rangers are leading theirs. 8 wins, 2 losses. The Flyers are second to last with 4 wins, 6 losses.
No surprise there.
The Western Conference, the Dallas Stars, didn't know Texas had a hockey team, winning 10 wins, 3 losses. And then the Pacific Division sees the Kings with 8 wins, 4 losses. There's your hockey update. There's your sports segment, And thank you and good night, because we're almost out.
Did you know you can post a poll on Twitter?
Really?
Yeah, it must be new.
How does that work?
You post your question and the answer. I don't know. But I posted one. I mean, it
Do you like the show being 15 minutes? Is that the poll?
No, it was just hello, and the choices are hi and fuck off. Just to see where our fans are at.
I bet you. But I'm going to go vote right now.
I'm going to go vote for fuck off.
Yeah, same.
You guys are the greatest. The greatest.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Jesus, we have 5 minutes left of the show, everybody.
Really? That was a long minute. Oh, we got 4 minutes. Full minutes.
It gave you enough time for your poll. I guess we got enough to preview our live listeners. A little bit of weird news with Gibby. Probably just the theme.
Gibby!
Quickly.
All right, I don't think I'm getting what's going on here.
Our studio, for whatever reason, this episode, the on-air stream left was 15 minutes when we started.
Okay, guys.
Weird news.
Ready Researchers go. Have lots of reasons for touting future full self-driving cars. They'll make roads travel safer. They'll reduce traffic congestion. They'll allow passengers to safely do the right thing. Drivers are already doing, like, texting in the car. But two researchers have found a potential pitfall for this safety and convenience. Driverless cars might make you carsick.
Boo.
Michael Sivak and Brandon Chikolko of University of Michigan conducted a survey of 6 countries found that in a completely anonymous car, people were most likely to say they would watch the road even though they wouldn't be driving themselves. But 1 in every 10 Americans said that they like to read in the car while doing all driving. And 1 in 5 respondents in China said they'll be texting or talking to friends. This is activity that can lead to car sickness. Apparently you have to pay attention to the road, people, or else you get car sick.
Take the fucking bus, then.
Yeah.
Get off my road.
Get off my road.
Yeah, damn kids, get off my road now. I'm driving here.
I didn't listen. I spaced out. Sorry.
Roads, drive, stuff, texting.
Oh, I do all that.
Yeah.
I know you do, Dace. Don't worry. Next one. For scientists, the purpose
Dace
of...
Dace Snapchats and drives.
Jesus fucking Christ.
He was so normal that his level of anger just went through the fucking roof.
The process for applying for research grants can be stressful.
This podcast is stressful.
Fellowship grants are especially important for young researchers looking to find their place in the field. So imagine the dismay felt by... Don't even want to guess that name.
John.
I think it's Johanna.
Dwayne?
Joanna?
Yeah. A paleontology research fellow at Imperial College of London, where she discovered her grant... Where she discovered her...
Michael.
Her grant application has been disqualified just because of her typeface she used.
Times New Roman?
Stupid font.
Times New Roman. Everybody hates Times. Or what's that one everybody hates?
Comic Sans.
The internet hates it. What is it?
Helvetica.
Comic Sans. Did you say that, Dave?
Guidelines for using this document is supposed to be an Arial 11 or other sans serif typeface or equivalent size to Arial 11.
Oh. I don't know. Why do I feel like we're just side commentaries? He just keeps going without us.
Medemsa, whatever her name is.
Blog Talk's going to cut him off.
Calipari.
Nine.
Hey.
A font she thought was similar enough and immediately became one of the 4% of applicants, about 42 a year, that NERC disqualified for font violations.
We are officially an archive.
Yeah.
All right, I'm done, guys. Bye.
We live! I ain't doing it! Fuck it!
Are you
exactly.
Really
exactly. This isn't live. Why even bother? Why even bother? Now I'm going to have to Google it. Are we actually still on air or not?
I don't think we are.
No,
does
we
that
are,
mean people can call in?
Even on Blog Talk Radio, it was showing us only have 15 minutes, and I thought that was a little weird.
Is this still recording, or what's going on now?
Still recording. We're just going to go into archives, so nobody's going to be able to listen
to
it.
Yeah.
So
I accidentally, guys, DC, quote unquote, I can't log back in. Just saying. Just saying. It's impossible. So why not? I hate all you people for killing it. So I'm just going to go to the next story.
You said Joanne got kicked out of college for using the wrong font. I listened.
Yeah.
I did. Is that what happened?
She was using Comic Sans. Days. Comic Stan.
Comic Sans doesn't have a T in it.
Whatever. Shut the fuck up, you stupid bitch. Alright. Former chief executive officer at a division of Walmart stores crash-landed a plane on a highway in front of an Arkansas high school Tuesday after the air traffic's oil system failed.
Did he just have his own lag? I don't really understand.
Yeah, give me your skipping.
Bill Simmons, who led the company's U.S. of operations from 2010 to 2014, must not have been that good, was flying from nearby Bentonville to Wasco, Texas, where he teaches a business class each Tuesday at Baylor University. Simon and two other men aboard the plane were taken to a hospital, as was a woman whose truck was hit by the plummeting plane. Huh. Simon told the Associated Press that he unfurled the plane's parachute after the oil system failed. He said that he suffered a burn as airbags deployed.
Burn.
Guys.
Burn. Let's stop bumping that.
What?
None.
Did we just die?
No.
I might have. Okay. I thought it was funny. There was a plane that landed on a car, guys. Ha. Ha 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 ha. No. Okay. Police executed a judge order to enter Little Wayne's Miami Beach mansion on Tuesday and were seen by news helicopters taking items from his home, guys. Yeah, baby. Miami-Dade police told Local 10 that operation spotted from the sky at about 5 p.m. was part of a civil case. Apparently,
yeah.
They can do illegal search and seizure on a civil case, guys, now. You hear that?
A few details
were released, but last month TMZ revealed that Weezy, aka Dwayne Cotto Jr., was being sued by his private jet company for failing to pay $55,000 per month lease on his Gulfstream 2. A judge ruled that.
Forget that kind of a bill. I don't understand.
That wasn't what his bill was. That was just what he pays per month.
That's a bill, Gibby. Bills are usually monthly.
A judge ruled that he'll have to pay $2 million in late fees and court costs. Now, that's a bill. Sorry.
Never mind. You're right.
Dade police didn't immediately return call for comment, but the Miami News Times confirmed that it was a repossession. Repossessed all his stuff, guys. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, Lordy. Oh, Lordy. Oh, Lordy.
I'm tired, guys.
You're tired.
Oh, Lordy.
Hey! Wait a minute, Gibby. No.
Oh, Lordy.
Oh, child, please.
I could go for a nap.
A 40-year-old woman was spotted yesterday tied up outside a meat market in Naming, Guanix Province.
Ooh, college hazing.
Vendors say.
I don't
as
think that was college hazing.
That they bound the woman to teach her a lesson.
Clapping.
Pledging to a sorority.
She was stealing mutton chops.
What?
After the woman was caught yesterday pilfering some meat, it was apparent that the final straw for the vendors at the local market, who proceeded to tie her up to a bike rack and tape a piece of paper to her back reading, "I am a thief who steals pork and mutton."
I mean, local. It's not like they were lying.
Police eventually arrived to rescue the woman and take her to the popo station. The act of public humiliation has generated a heated debate on the Chinese internet, with many saying that the vendor's treatment of the woman was simply inhumane, while others called the punishment justified.
Wait, I thought the Chinese internet was like they just like they stopped doing it because they wanted to censor it and they wouldn't let them so they have internet access.
They still had the internet, you stupid dyke. Okay.
Dude, look it up, motherfucker, because there was a story before where China was trying to cut off internet access.
I was in China.
Five years ago.
The internet exists. I'm just saying. They're not that backwater.
Just
I'm
not toilet paper.
You did. The toilet paper, though. Whoa. That's a new invention. Even though they probably make it all there. man. Anyway.
Moving on.
I applaud this punishment. If she did not want to be publicly humiliated, she would not have committed the theft. Dun, dun, dun. So what are your guys' feelings on this public humiliation?
Could have cut off her hands.
I think it's weird that a woman was
it
found
in
front of a meat market.
Every once in a while, too, you know. Judges order people to go and stand out in, like, a busy street holding up a sign or something? No?
I just think it's a little intense. Just, like, I mean, she was stealing
you
a
would!
Sandy fucking vagina.
Sandy fucking vagina.
She'd probably be stealing mutton chops, too.
She would
gross.
Be stealing mutton chops. She
mutton chop thief.
I would not steal mutton chops.
Why not?
Because that just sounds gross.
Oh, my gosh. Just like pork chops, but just mutton.
Like lamb?
I don't like pork chops.
Jesus Christ. Can we just kick her out of the group?
Out of the group! Did they have it?
I don't know. I was kind of hoping. Alright, guys. We're going to go to New York. Police say a woman called an ambulance to bring her to her boyfriend's house.
They do that? Is that like Uber now?
According to authorities, 28-year-old Cassandra Lewis was arrested by the Santeres police following a report of allegedly abuse of Diaz ambulance service. Police said Lewis had called 911 reporting a medical emergency. After she was transported to the hospital in Kingston, she signed herself out of the hospital shortly after arrival using the ambulance service solely as transportation to Kingston so she could see her boyfriend who lived nearby.
Yeah.
Did her insurance cover that?
No.
Lewis was arrested and charged with one count of falsely reporting an incident and misdemeanor. Lewis was issued an appearance ticket with a return court date to the village of Sargeras Court. Congratulations, guy. Apparently you can't use an ambulance as a taxi. A 62-year-old man was arrested. I repeat, a 62-year-old man was arrested after allegedly leaving his 5-year-old granddaughter alone in the desert with a loaded handgun. Cocked and ready to fire.
With one bullet?
Was it like a spirit like quest? Like what? Why did he do what?
It's time for you to become a man, Becky.
Seriously?
Grandpa, I'm a girl. No, Becky. You're the man of the house now. Who knows how long I'm going to last? Go kill yourself a rattlesnake.
The Maricopa County Sheriff's Office said that Paul Rudd from Buckeye...
Paul Rudd? Why would he do this to people? Paul Rudd was Ant-Man.
He's 62.
Left his home Sunday night with his granddaughter and 4.5 hours later, the pair reported missing to deputies in the area on an unrelated call. At about 5 p.m., Rutler's daughter, who's the girl's mother, told report deputies that Rutler left the girl, Emily, to go for a ride in his new silver Dodge pickup truck. Emily's mother did not know where they went and did not have a way of contacting Rattler because he left his cell phone at home.
I got a tip in there if you want to reach in and get it.
Rattler was described as a 60-year-old man with no known health issues or prior criminal record.
Until today!
Deputies began gathering information, but at roughly 5:45 p.m., the woman's mother called her to let her know that she found Emily with the help of an off-duty firefighter. Emily's grandmother told her daughter that the girl was found in a desert holding a fully loaded semi-automatic handgun. The handgun was found to be fully loaded with one round in the chamber.
You have a decision to make, little girl.
The hammer locked back. Adding that the weapon was ready to fire. At about 6 p.m., Emily's grandmother called her daughter to tell Rattler, called her and told her to pick him up from South Buckeye East Esquarian Center, a bar, restaurant.
Sorry, I know I'm like 20 minutes late with that sound clip, but I went through some struggles to get there.
It's not like anybody's going to notice. Who's really going to listen to this episode tonight? Let's be really honest.
Yeah, really. Really. Who's going to do that? A deputy went back to the location and spoke with Rattler, who told him he had left Emily under a tree with a handgun in the desert because she was complaining she couldn't walk anymore.
Wait, you can't walk anymore. You're dead.
Gone? Fuck.
Rattler said he had walked for about 5 hours and ended up at the whatever center. According to the Rattler, Rattler said that he did leave his granddaughter in a desert area with his .45 caliber pistol. While he left to go get help, while he was looking for help, he came across multiple people but never thought he should call 911. He said he did ask the people to look for his granddaughter because he left her in the desert. Diamond said the Esquarian Center told deputies Rattler arrived around 5:30 p.m. and asked if they served hard liquor. Poorly ordered 2 cans of soda and drank them quickly, then ordered 2 Smirnoff ice malt beverages. And after drinking them, he ordered a 3rd Smirnoff and a not your father's root beer. I thought it was grandfather's root beer. Whatever. Root beer, alcoholic drink. Employees said he also ordered a jalapeno cheeseburger and then asked to use the phone. Documents state that the employee told Rattler that the phone was behind the bar and he was offered an employee's cell phone. He took the cell phone and walked away from the bar and made 2 phone calls to his wife. Employees told authorities that he heard him yelling at his wife, "Get to the feed store and pick me up." The employee was concerned and took her phone back. During the time Rattler was at the bar, he did not mention anything about his granddaughter and did not ask for anyone to call 911. An employee said Rattler complained about having been stuck in a desert and walking for approximately 10 miles, and he complained for being hungry and thirsty, the deputies was told. But the employee said it was not until approximately 2 minutes prior to the arrival of law enforcement that Rattler mentioned he had left his granddaughter in the desert. She learned a valuable life lesson, guys. Very valuable.
Don't trust Grandpa.
Don't go walking with Grandpappy and get tired.
Don't trust tits. Ever.
Burnable. That too.
Hey, fuck you.
Whoa.
All right. When and where?
Harsh.
When and where?
Lashing out for no reason.
No reason, really.
Authorities said they detected 3 razor-sharp martial art weapons at a checkpoint at Thurgood Marshall Baltimore Washington International Airport. The weapons, called batarangs, look
Batman
like...
Batman was caught? Doesn't he have his own jet?
Bat-shaped items where they were found at a checkpoint at an airport on Sunday, according to officials with the Transportation Security Administration. Passengers have been known to carry stun guns, loaded guns, and other inappropriate items on planes. Dace was immediately arrested after being seen with batarang symbols.
I didn't do shit.
He's just so pissed off.
Alright, guys. This is my last story, and then I'll grace yourselves with me leaving this presence.
Thanks.
Wait, you're leaving the show after you get done this story?
No, I'm just going to, like, AFK drink. But that's fine.
Just leaving the show, you dick.
Well, Lahoma, Oklahoma. The mayor of a small town in Oklahoma says she's sorry after her husband and some of his friends dressed in Ku Klux Klan costumes for Halloween.
JK, didn't mean it. That burning cross thing? Yeah, didn't mean it.
Just
that
a
black
big
guy hanging in a tree? JK.
Funny thing is, it did burn a cross, but anyway. Carly Sharp, husband of Lahoma, Oklahoma Mayor Teresa Sharp, was one of few men who dressed in KKK gear, immediately trick-or-treaters on Halloween. Pictures circulate on social media of four men appearing to burn a cross. At least two of the men were seen wearing KKK robes and hoods. Facebook user Alfred Baldwin III shared a photo of the incident, writing the caption, "Please don't tell me racism is dead."
Yep.
They were in costume.
Exactly.
Jeez. They were just acting the part.
I think it's pretty effing hilarious myself.
I mean, what he said, I don't know. There's just no going back from that.
People can dress up as Martin Luther King and there's no problem.
Yeah, you can go blackface.
Right?
No, you can't. Do you know how big... Oh, I'm going to stop there.
I'd yell at you, but we're not live, so I don't care.
And that's all I got for you guys. Sorry. Dave, it's your shot. It's
I think Dave's
shot,
falling asleep over there.
He probably is. That may be why we only have a 15-minute episode. Hey, but good news is Blog Talk let us call in through Skype this week, so there's a win.
Yeah, it happened. I guess it's time for Frank's thing.
Frank's thing, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
I love
it. Yeah, yeah. There you go.
Love
yeah,
it.
Following interpretation is brought to you by Taste and Good Form.
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
History, history, we all are fine.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. You ain't heard nothing yet.
Nobody can save you.
Hello there.
No, we're not going with hellos. I'm sorry.
Welcome to my thing.
We're not going with your thing either, dude. Come on, man. But grow up.
I got in 3 text messages asking me why we can't fucking hear the show today. God damn you, Blog Talk!
See? Oh, yeah, we got loyal listeners that are missing out right now.
Is one of them Frank Klein?
No, it's not. Dude. It's not even our, like, usual listener.
Is one of them me?
Yeah, one is you.
The fuck can I hear the show? Turn your headphones on, Frank. My bad.
Nah, we don't do that, sorry.
I need more Coke in my drink.
What is
need
it,
more
you
Coke
wrong?
In your drink? Whoa, 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 whoa. What are you drinking?
Actually, it's Dr. Pepper and Jack.
So you actually got to that bottle of Jack you were bitching about?
What?
You got to that bottle of Jack that you were bitching about?
I make it a point to drink for my fans on this show.
I do.
Yeah, that's
too.
Why
Don't
you're
worry.
Drinking.
I'm drinking Sam Adams, so.
It's not because I'm a sad, pathetic, lonely man. It's because I have fans to entertain. That's the word I wanted.
Oh, shut up and drink your Jack with a splash of Dr. Pepper.
Hey.
I am. But this is my corner, my
at
thing.
Least, wait a minute. First off,
about
at least
stuff.
She understands it's only a splash, okay?
Well, Gibby, you drink straight Patron, so...
Oh, man, don't remind me. I need some right now.
And Dace, I don't know if you've ever smelled Dace's version of rum and coke, but it could make you drunk off the fumes. So.
No, it actually does require a little bit more...
It made Alley Duke with, like, one glass.
No, it needs a little bit more rum in it, unfortunately.
Just put enough in there to make it brown.
He is getting there. okay?
Mine already comes out brown.
Convenient.
Dun-dun-dun.
So, I'm not entirely sure there's even any Dr. Pepper in Frank's drink right now.
Do you think I could get Jack Daniels to sponsor me with a barrel?
No.
Oh, God.
You know
I would love that. I wouldn't want Jack Daniels. I would want a Captain Barrel.
Well, fuck you.
You would end up dead, Gibby.
You know, you're a fucking bitch, so shut the fuck up.
I'm
okay?
aware. You don't have to remind me.
Like,
I can drink it on the show. I say Jack a lot. Drink Jack Daniels. Ding. See?
Drink Captain.
I'll
Ding.
Even tweet it.
See?
You can't tweet it, so what now?
Yeah, but
drink NyQuil.
We also call you an alcoholic, Frank. They don't want
Daniel.
Their stuff related with alcoholism.
It's yummy.
That's who?
Never mind. Sure, Frank, we can get you a barrel.
Good. Yay.
You not have anything for your corner? Is that why you're talking about Jack?
No, they just keep interrupting, so...
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Love
what
Jack.
I have is why Iowa's better than every other state out there.
All right, so...
Bullshit. Bullshit. Bullshit.
Yep.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
And
I know this doesn't really help, but... Don't lie to the listeners. Now on archive, they'll be like, oh my god, he did end it. But then see the streamer's still going.
It's crazy.
I don't know how the internet works.
Okay, so, this is how Iowa ranks among all other states in whatever they decided to list here.
Last.
Whoever Michaela is, she's the one that did this article, so if you have any problems, take it up with her.
Does she have a Twitter handle?
Yeah, does she have a Twitter handle? She does, and I don't know how to speak to her.
Hold on, let me click the name.
You don't
well, that's
have
floating.
A Twitter.
Shut up, man. Why do you
have to
rat
talk
me out
to her
all
then?
The time?
How are you going to talk to her then?
Why do you have to rat me out all the time?
Not rat you out, it just means don't be a fucking liar. Liar.
Don't be a fucking liar.
You,
she must
man.
Really love Iowa. She's got all sorts of Iowa things.
Is she from Iowa or is she like from Minnesota?
Most people don't know that.
She's probably got knocked up by somebody from Iowa.
Probably.
Like Ashton Kutcher? Wow,
this
here, 12 of the most beautiful people ever born in Iowa. I could read through her stuff every week until you guys know everything there's to know about Iowa.
Does
she live in Iowa and have nothing to do? Is that why she does this?
Really.
You can read through it. It doesn't mean we're going to listen.
10 reasons why Iowa is the most terrifying, spookiest state. 15 undeniable reasons why the world wouldn't be the same without Iowa.
No one lives there. That's why it's so fucking scary.
The ghost town.
Got a good, really good point.
There are the 10, or here are the 10 strangest things that ever happened in Iowa. I can't find her. No? I don't know if she has a Twitter handle. This isn't like her thing. This is just all the things she's posted. But the website I'm on, onlyinyourstate.com, I believe they have a Twitter thing that you can tweet at them if you'd like.
No.
No,
not,
I want to talk to
that.
Michaela. Michaela, if you're listening, on archive, someday down the
on
road.
On archive, maybe, yeah, because you're that much of a
Twitter
fan.
Button?
Probably next month.
Click Twitter thing. No, that just is the only in your state. Anyway.
How big of a dick move would it be if I gave Gibby's number out right now?
Do it.
Do it.
I don't give a shit.
Do it. If you don't, I will.
Well, how are you getting it out?
Yeah, you have it. I was just going to put it here on the archive session for those that listen. Text Gibby. Your dick. So,
I'll take dick pics. That's fine.
He will. The sad thing is, he would enjoy it and show everybody at work your dick.
Most likely.
Yep.
Look what I got.
All right, so give me the phone number. Let's go.
856-283-5678.
Yes.
Okay, anyway. At 90%, Iowa has the highest graduation rate in the country.
That's because almost everyone lives there gets pushed through anyways.
Still, 90%.
I mean, you've graduated, let's be real.
9 out of the 10 kids.
Yeah, 10 kids.
Yeah, really. There's probably only 10 kids that go there anyway.
That was kind of the joke.
The ninth one probably just died before graduation anyways.
I'm glad Gibby explained that to me, because now it's funny.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Gibby, for breaking it down for our New Jersey listeners.
That are half asleep.
Iowa also has the highest literacy rate in the country at 99%.
There's nothing else
just
to do but read.
Huh?
But they know how. The funny thing is, the picture they have is a coloring book.
And this is why we're listening to this chick.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, real life exorcism in Iowa. Nope, not the point. According to the U.S. Opportunity Index, whatever the fuck that is, Iowa ranks 8th in access to opportunity. I have no idea what that means, but we're number 8 in opportunity.
How?
I don't know.
To seek God quicker by shooting
Asian
yourself?
Development. What? Why is there an Asian Development Bank? What is it?
I don't know what you people
trying to
do out there. Fuck
no, she
people.
Just stole a picture from, like, man, she just jacks pictures from people? From the Asian Development Bank to talk about Iowa? There's a whole bunch of lotion and tampons in the picture.
Ew.
Lotion.
Iowa is a
vagina.
Iowa is the 6th safest state in the country.
Lotion. That's creepy in my
Wait, how are you guys only 6th?
And has the second lowest murder rate. What do you mean only 6th?
Yeah, like, who are you going to fucking find to kill?
Well, evidently, the 5 safer states are South Dakota,
but
North
nobody
Dakota,
lived there. Again, no one
Idaho.
Lived there. Again, no one lived there.
New Hampshire and Vermont.
Does Idaho have potato crime?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, New Jersey is somehow number 12.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Wait,
stop
what?
Talking.
Camden.
It was like Alaska's 32nd?
Because Camden's, making up Camden's more up. Drug problems than murder.
Because Mises. What is number 50?
Still
is
crime.
50. South Carolina's number 50?
Like
the Ku Klux Klan.
They
well, you're good if you're not
peaceful.
Black.
Yeah. Well, they don't do anything that's illegal. They're just really, really vocal about their opinions that are probably wrong.
Lynching is illegal.
They don't lynch
no,
people
it's
now.
No, not. I do that all the time.
Why are you defending lynching?
I do it all the time. Can't be that illegal.
Weird fucking topics to just back.
Really Arizona?
Good. We are not on air this week. Because if we were, we would have been fired, I guess.
I took a quiz on Facebook that told me I should live in Vermont.
Because they're boring, like you.
You just got to try to come out there throw
so
in for
done.
No reason? I am trying to share a part of my life with you people, and you just insult me.
Because
well, your
we
life
never,
sucks, so it doesn't
we
really
just
matter.
We don't even support of our life.
I have been nothing but supportive to you.
No,
you haven't.
Nothing but supportive to you.
He's been supportive to me. Just saying.
I have a question.
It's true. No, I'm on a show with his name on it. And my name. Our name.
He's kind of supporting. He's part of the supporting cast.
Woo! Well, I'll take it. I could be your Rob Schneider to your Adam Sandler.
Why would you ever want to be that?
That was the first one that came to mind.
That's a bad example there.
And it sounds like he's traded him in for, like, Kevin James lately. Like, he likes the big dudes now.
That's what she said?
Well, he got bigger. He just went after chubby people. I don't know.
He dresses like me on a regular basis, so, you know.
Or Rob Schneider probably got a big head thinking, oh, I'm going to go out on my own and do Deuce Bigelow and shit like that. And then it's like, yeah, you're not funny, dude. Go back to where you came from.
Rob Schneider.
But.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. What are we doing, guys?
Oh, my God.
We don't even know.
Okay.
Iowa ranked 14th in cost of living, and in 2010, Forbes named Davenport the most affordable metropolitan area in the nation. What?
Use your big boy words, Frank.
I guess my question is he still speaking?
Gorgeous Bitch 28 just messaged me on Skype. It distracted me. Okay.
So a spam bot.
Yes, I've already explained to you guys this sex bot that I've been talking to who keeps me company during the show. She's not very good at conversation.
Can she talk to me?
Sure.
I've had a couple of them. They're pretty funny.
Can I convince her? What's a gorgeous bitch 28? Go talk to my friend
Gibbles.
My friend, what is your Skype name?
I actually
John Steve.
I would actually have no idea what my
name is.
There
we go. I just sent you her your contact. So there you go. Gorgeous bitch 28.
Woohoo!
Number 6, which I don't think actually matters, but Iowa's real median family income is $67,000 compared to the national median that is $65,000.
You make more by living in Iowa?
Yeah, and yet your cost of living is cheaper. You know, I think that's very skewed, probably because there's a bunch of farmers that, quote-unquote, make a lot of money, but also spend a fuck ton of money on seeds and tractors.
I don't know what happened right now, guys. What's going on?
In September...
I just think this person threw out lies without actually doing anything.
In September, they don't have any sources. They have sources for the shitty pictures that they have, but...
Make it up fucking
the bottom of this thing.
14 seems like a good number. People will believe it. Bam!
In September, Iowa's unemployment rate was 3.6%.
Is that good
compared
or bad?
To 5.1% of the national unemployment rate. Again, farmers.
About, like, Kelly and two of her friends?
She has a job now.
But it wasn't that back in August or whatever it was?
September?
Oh. Whatever.
During the last presidential election, Iowa ranked 5th for voter turnout.
Yay! Because
there's only, like, 5 people there. Like, can we actually get to an actual state?
Iowa is the second highest food-producing state in the nation after California, which, after their serious drought, we might have taken number one.
They have that drought every year. It doesn't kill
them. They do.
Iowa ranks number one in the nation for pork production. I told you, we make pigs.
I'm thinking you guys are number one in the porn industry.
He was number one.
Just saying.
And also lead the nation in wind energy, producing more wind power than any other state in the country.
Well, yeah. Without buildings to block the fucking wind.
Michaela is a born and raised Iowan, currently pursuing a bachelor's degree in journalism. She writes for a newspaper by day and writes content for websites by night.
She should probably get that money back from her college because she's
in her spare time, she enjoys reading a good book or just binge-watching Netflix.
So she's like a lazy-ass Batman.
Does she sound like you're... Yes. Only not rich.
And stupid.
And she writes really bad stories.
I could give you 10 reasons why everyone should marry me.
Oh, I want to hear this one. Go ahead.
Are 9 of them that you're single?
Because I'm good looking and I don't take myself too seriously. Or they're really... 10 reasons why everyone should marry an Iowan.
So
we're good looking, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. This is, again, this Michaela chick, so if you got a big problem, hunt her down.
I was going to say, because this is more like 10 of your opinions.
Yes. We are the nicest people you'll ever meet. Yeah. down there.
And they really
sure is. Well, and we're smart. And we make great friends. And we know how to have fun. And we're inventive. And
no,
we don't shy away from hard work. And
bullshit.
We all know the value of family. And
nowhere in there have I heard egotistical.
We are loyal until the end.
All right, he does have us on that one.
And if you marry an Iowan, we will make you puppy chow.
What? I don't eat dog food. Fuck would I marry you for?
I don't even have time to explain it to you. I'm not going to.
I don't want to be explained why you guys
weird
eat
Iowan.
A little fucking
shit.
Weird.
I'm just not going to explain. I'm not explaining it to you. So just let it go.
You guys eat dog food.
Let it go.
Is it time for celeb news?
Yeah.
Probably. Oh. Please, no.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
What? I'm just saying, it's a bad news story.
Golly gosh, that ain't nice.
All you do is bad
news. Gee whiz. What the hell?
That's really good. I'm going in.
We got yay, motherfucker.
Fight my shiny metal axe.
Yes, bitch!
Mitchell, singer and reality star, says she plans to get a butt reduction. Yep.
Hey.
Who?
Hey, Michelle.
What the hell is that?
What is that?
I don't know who the fuck it is.
But her butt is too big. Needs to be smaller.
She quote said, I don't need to be able to get the role. Like, I want to be in Jurassic Park. The singer said in an interview with B. Scott on her decision to remove her butt enhancement.
Oh, so
oh, she has a butt enhancement.
And then she's taking it out. So that doesn't fucking count.
JK, I don't like it. Undo.
Hashtag waste of money.
Hashtag
Ryan
undo.
Reynolds released a
Control
video
Z.
on Halloween torturing the shit out of little kids dressed as X-Men.
That?
Yes.
It was
and
great.
Screenwriter Melissa Matheson screen died at age 65. She's the writer of E.T.
Oh.
R.I.P.
E.T. phone home.
Yeah, well,
no.
He just... I don't know.
Too early. Too early? All right. That's fine.
A little bit. Photos have surfaced from the set of Doctor Strange featuring Benedict Cumberbatch as the Doctor, who looks like he's running... Kind of looks like Bruce Banner running from the law. I don't know. Things happen. There you go. Celeb news.
Woo! Celebs. They do quirky things. Celebs. They're crazy.
I will admit that one. They are crazy.
And that's all I got. Nothing really going on in the world of celebrity. Except Blog Talk fucking us over. Thank you, Blog Talk. As always.
For being a piece
we'll
of shit.
You going, yeah, we're going to use you.
I hate you.
I do.
Is there a better live thing we can use?
I mean, we
I
could use...
I want to look into YouTube.
Or we could use okay. Twitch.
No.
YouTube Live. Where
you
do you use Twitch on occasion?
This? Like, what the hell is wrong with this girl? Does she realize what she's saying?
Use Twitch for the game-a-thon.
Yeah.
It doesn't work well.
It sucks.
But we can. Plus, it's going to be video.
Allie said on Drunk Day, Allie has a really good idea for Drunk Day, guys.
Get drunk?
Yeah, drunk.
There should be a Tinder segment.
Yeah, but you gotta play premium for that shit now to swipe more than one person. Whatever fucking
what?
Number. It's freaking segment, or the Tinder thing. It, you have to pay to swipe X amount of people. You can't just swipe yes to everybody.
Oh, I didn't know that. I don't swipe yes to that many people, so...
I swipe yes to everybody because I just like to talk people and torture them.
Well, no, Allie was saying we should do a live Tinder segment where you guys go through Tinder on Drunk Day.
All right.
I think that is a stupid idea.
I think it'll be funny with Jason Frank playing it.
What? What happened?
She's making fun of you guys. I'm sorry.
Actually, Allie was.
Sorry, she's making fun of you guys.
I really have no idea what she's what happened. I spaced out. What happened?
She's being a bitch.
Okay.
For the few.
For the prep.
I really.
What do you got going on, Gabby?
Nobody gonna tell me what's going on? Why am I playing?
What is going on is that the world's coming to an end.
Okay.
Good
to know. Good to know. I'll get some duct tape.
And I love you all.
What? Love you too, Gibbs.
One of those things was a lie. I'm gonna go with the thing you love in people. Frank, what do you got going on?
Well, I thought Gibby and I were having a moment there, but I guess he just lied to me. He used my feelings against me.
Yes. That, well, that's obvious.
Well.
I mean, really? Did you actually expect anything different? I'm just curious.
I'm a sensitive soul. Follow me on Twitter at The Dace Man Show. Whatever the fuck one I used to have, I don't get on it.
Freddy!
Yeah, so that just don't do that. Follow me on The Dace Man Show where I get to say all sorts of things in Chris's name. It's a lot more exciting that way.
It is.
Otherwise, no, that's actually about it. I'm not really doing anything with my life.
Hit
well, because your eye win.
I mean, I got holiday season coming up. I work in retail. I don't have a life for the next 3 months.
Well, you don't have a life anyway, but that's fine. You can blame it on the fact that you think you have work, but that's fine. I'm just saying, I'll allow it.
See, I just gave in to the fact that I have no life. It's okay. It's cool. I played Guitar Hero for a while. That was fun.
You did.
I wake up at 3 now, so I don't do shit. So for the few.
For the proud.
For
my penis.
Gherkin.
By the way, Alex...